aftermath of a quite incredible weigh-in event at the MGM Grand Garden for UFC 189. Conor McGregor taking on Chad Mendes for the UFC interim featherweight title. Joining me is Mr. UFC when it comes to coverage. He goes to more events than pretty much even the UFC officials. Mr. John Morgan from MMA Junkie. How are you, John?
I'm good, man. Like I said, still buzzing a little bit, man. That was a really special environment, one that I almost didn't even make it into. You know, I was at the Expo all afternoon, and when I came down here, there were so many fans, so many media, so many people packed in the MGM Grand Garden Arena that they were saying that the fire department, the fire marshals had shut it down and they weren't allowing anybody else in. And so I kind of had to finagle my way in through the back door so I could jump in there. And really glad I did, because it was a special environment.
It was incredible, wasn't it? I mean, 11,500 fans, I'm told. A new record for a weigh-in. Absolutely incredible scenes in the crowd. I would say it's probably 80 to 90% Irish in there. Would you say that was about right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whether it was traveling countrymen or people that were just decided to pick up a flag and wear the colors, I mean, they were definitely doing it. I mean, you saw Joe Rogan stop at one point and said, "Man, this doesn't feel like Las Vegas. It feels like Dublin." And he wasn't exaggerating. I can't argue. It did feel a lot like Dublin.
And finally, we got to see a face-off. We didn't see a face-off at the media day. At the open workouts, and which is unusual. You know, usually you have the press conference, then you've got the face-off. Didn't happen. It was worth the wait when it came, though.
It was. It was intense. I did feel like we didn't get the perfect photograph moment or whatever. You know, Chad Mendes, I mean, obviously before even his weight had been read out, you know, he just jumped off the scale. I guess he heard the official say it was okay. He jumped off the scale and ran right over there. And Dana was kind of looking the other way, turned right around, saw the movement, and jumped in there. So, you know, I'll be interested to see what photographs we captured. We're still processing everything right now. So, I don't know if we got that one perfect moment. There's not that poster image of, you know, two guys face to face, but intense nonetheless, and certainly the environment, the atmosphere around it, and then those two guys bringing it. It's hype. It's exciting. I mean, we're, you know, after the weigh-ins, we're still hearing chants and things out in the hallway. These Irishmen are crazy, and it's going to be something special on Saturday night.
Now, you've seen countless weigh-ins, countless stare-downs and face-offs. Haven't seen this one today. What can you take from that? Can you get a sense for who has the edge going into this fight?
You know, it's always funny. Sometimes you can glean something. I think there's just so much emotion between both those guys and so much intensity. You just know that they're both ready. They both look good. Chad Mendes, he's absolutely fired up. It seemed like he was a little bit annoyed at the press conference the other day. Maybe Conor was getting under his skin a little bit, but I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I think he's just really fired up and excited, and certainly Conor, definitely looked intense as well. He's ready to do this. So, you know, the only thing I took from it is that this, whatever happens in the fight, it's going to be a fun one. I've gone on record saying, listen, I'm picking Conor McGregor in this fight, but I've also laid the caveat as well. If Chad wins, I will not be surprised at all. That's what's so great about this fight card. A lot of great fights, but the main and the co-main are both toss-ups to me. You know, I can see them going either way. So I'm pretty pumped up. I'm ready to go have an adult beverage or two, get a good night's sleep, and come back for a great night of fights.
I think I might join you. UFC 189 is going to take place Saturday night, live on BT Sport. I think the prelims kick off at 1 a.m. Make sure you watch it. Even if you've never seen the UFC event before, this is the one. This is the one to watch. Check out the weigh-ins online. Just see the scenes that we just experienced today. To say it was crazy is an understatement, and we've seen some crazy stuff before covering the UFC. This, for me, topped a lot. Saturday night, it all goes down in the octagon. Chad Mendes, Conor McGregor, UFC featherweight title, interim featherweight title. It's going to be good.